There's new evidence that suggests that if you want to understand human migration, you should look no further than the common house mouse. A multinational team of researchers examined the genetics of mice from various parts of the world. Their findings have been published in the British journal Proceedings of the Royal Society. The World's Clark Boyd reports.
The Scottish poet Robert Burns called them cowering and timorous. But mice have actually been quite outgoing through the centuries. Jeremy Searle is a biologist at York University in Britain.
The mouse is a species that actually originated in the northern parts of the Indian subcontinent, but it spread from there on its own 4 feet to the Middle East.
From there, mice, like people, have managed to make their way to just about every corner of the globe. But the question remained, did the mice travel the same routes as the people? That's what Searle and his team set out to answer. They used the North Atlantic as a test case. They studied mouse DNA from specimens in the British Isles in areas once peopled by Norwegian Vikings. The mice there turned out to be genetically similar to mice in Norway.
So we got a particular genetic type of mouse that is found in the region where the Norwegian Vikings operated. So what this suggests to us is that the Norwegian Vikings were taking those mice around.
Not intentionally, mind you, but as stowaways. In other parts of the British Isles, where Germanic invaders once lived, Searle's team found mice closely related to their rodent cousins in Germany. It looks like the mice hitched a ride with the people. The scientists tried the same experiment in New Zealand. It's been populated over the centuries by a mix of people from Europe and Asia. So Searle examined some of New Zealand's mice.
If we look at the genetic patterning of the mice, we find that they've got patterning that very much relates to human history.
In other words, Searle says, in the same way New Zealand's been peopled, it's been moused from all over the world. This correlation could prove to be what the study calls a valuable archaeological tool. There are still gaps in our knowledge of how humans spread to certain parts of the globe. Searle suggests we might find answers in the DNA of the mice that live there. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.